In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There is something urgent about the Lord's Prayer. It's urgent because it is the Lord's, and we are His disciples. It is urgent because this is not just another rabbi, nor is this another rabbi's prayer. He is not just the teacher. He is the subject. He is Messiah, Savior, Redeemer. It is urgent because the kingdom of God is at hand, and the King Himself has taught us to pray. There is something urgent about the Lord's Prayer. It is urgent every day. For us this day, it is an urgent prayer. And we pray it realizing that at the same time it seemed so urgent for us today, it is also so far beyond us, beyond our very control. The kingdom of God comes indeed without our prayer. Luther reminds us, God's name is holy in itself. The will of God is done without our prayer, and even our daily bread comes without our prayer. So why are we praying? Except that we know the King. And we know our Heavenly Father through the Son. We are His disciples, and we know that even our daily bread comes from Him. You know, for all the discussion and even debate over what Jesus meant and what Luther understood or came to understand by the phrase daily bread, today's bread, tomorrow's bread, just plain everyday bread? Eschatological bread? The very bread of life? First article bread? Second or third article bread? I wonder if all the debate over daily bread doesn't miss the urgency of a different word in this petition. Today. This day. Or if we read Luke, day by day. In a culture of IRAs, TSAs, 401ks, in a brotherhood of fraternal plans, financial plans, Concordia plans, the concept of living day by day, or even hand to mouth, seems unpleasant, if not downright unwise. God's people Israel knew what it meant to live day by day. They knew about daily bread, manna in the wilderness, for today and no more, except on the sixth day when they received tomorrow's bread. Now, there may be something about the lifestyles of the poor and not so famous, of pastors and preachers and teachers and even seminarians, that may seem closer, too close for comfort, to daily bread than we might really like. Does God really want to keep us lean but never mean? And to be sure, good stewardship would argue that God is not opposed to sound financial planning, to counting the cost, to taking care of family, to saving for the future. But there is something refreshingly faithful about praying for, receiving, and giving thanks for daily bread, meager though that may be, on a daily basis. So this day, too, we do give thanks for for those gifts of body and life, goods, fame, child, and wife. We are not monastics, even in the ministry, especially, Luther would say, in the ministry. We are not ascetics. We are not pietists, and we are no better or worse, richer or poorer than anyone else, even in the ministry. For we are all humble, thankful, grateful receivers of God's gifts of daily bread. Food, drink, clothing, shoes, house, home, wife, children, even vocation, whatever it may be, God's daily bread received daily, day by day by day, in daily recognition of the God of our creation. Consider the lilies of the field or the birds of the air. How much more does our Father, who art in heaven, care for us? No, our sense of urgency is not filled with worry and care, but it is filled with daily thanksgiving to God, daily dependence on God, daily remembrance of what today brings and what tomorrow may bring. And day by day, we use in a good and proper way our daily gifts. Right now, today, this very moment, in urgent awareness that the King has come, that the King is coming, that the kingdom has come and continues to come, indeed, without our prayer, but we pray that it may come among us also. For we pray with an urgency that's strengthened day by day by daily bread. There is so much to be done. This day, every day, as we anticipate our Sabbath rest, that eschatological tomorrow, our double portion of God's good gifts. For Christ has come, Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. The God of our creation has come as the God of our redemption. And in the urgency of his kingdom, his name is hallowed, his will is done, and he strengthens us. He blesses us. He graces us even with daily bread. Gifts of life, gifts for life, that we might live in daily prayer, daily praise, daily thanksgiving, daily service. In the name of our coming King, Redeemer, and Creator. Amen.